It's 80 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Hard-right social media personalities are gaining power in the Tennessee Statehouse. A recent study from the Southern Poverty Law Center shows that these influencers have had more say and policy under the second Trump administration. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports.
As the White House legitimizes these influencers, more statehouses are listening to what they have to say. The SPLC report says former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines has been one of the loudest voices against transgender women in sports after she tied for fifth with a trans swimmer in 2022. Gaines has inspired laws in West Virginia, Georgia, and now in Tennessee, all of which bear her name and ban transgender athletes from using the locker room or playing on the sports team that aligns with their gender. Gaines has also joined the Sumner County Library Board, where she's advocated for the removal of LGBTQ books. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
The hockey player with the most wins as a Nashville Predator is set to join the greats in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Goaltender Pekka Rinne played 15 seasons with the Preds and holds a franchise record with 60 shutouts. In 2018, Pekka won the Vezina Trophy, which goes to the NHL's top goaltender. After he stopped playing 5 years ago, the Preds retired his number at 35 and put a bronze statue of him outside of the Bridgestone Arena. His Hockey Hall of Fame induction is set for November. Rinne's will be the Preds' second Hall of Famer, after defenseman Shea Weber in 2024. If you hear a brief tornado warning in your Nashville neighborhood in the coming month, it's likely just a test. Metro's siren vendor is doing annual maintenance on all 113 outdoor sirens. This includes sounding what's known as a brief growl test. Officials say they will pause tests when actual severe weather is in the forecast. There are chances for storms on and off this week. Nashville first installed sirens in 2003. The system underwent a major overhaul and expansion in 2020 so that sirens can sound only in areas where storms are imminent. There have been occasional failures of the devices in the years since. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.